I'm Dina Del Bucchia.
And I'm Daniel Zamparelli.
And this is Can't Live.
Can't Live. Talk about books and stuff.
Hey, it's episode
32. We're back in the studio. But it's not it's a new studio.
New Sue studio.
Sue. Let's cheers to the new studio. This is a delicious rosé for this very special guestless episode of Can't Lit to christen, even though we are godless heathens.
Oh yeah,
this new space.
I'm jumping really fast into what's happening.
Great, please go to what's happening.
But I have to go to my niece's communion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm her godfather.
When is that happening?
On Sunday. And then my sister sent a message being like, can you say a speech? And I was like, what am I supposed to say?
Wait, like about... What?
I don't know.
What if you just do this? If God had a name.
Yeah. But I'm just
God
gonna...
had a face, what would it look like?
Yeah.
If you called him on the phone, would you say, is this my pizza?
Yeah.
Is that how the song goes?
Yes.
What if God was one of us?
Yeah.
So just do that.
Okay.
Or just take a scene from the TV show Touched by an Angel.
That's more my jam.
Yeah. Take a scene from the TV show Touched by an Angel. Just recite some stuff that Della Reese had said on the show.
Yeah.
That seems fine.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Either of these are good.
Or I can just talk. I'll talk about what God would want from her, but then only be referencing Beyonce. Like, I'm not talking about...
Yeah.
Then I'll just be like, she would want you to... I can't think of any funny
jokes. Set fire to a car?
Yeah. Take a bat to many cars.
Take a bat to many cars.
Definitely.
Middle fingers up.
When the Lord hit the top of the fire hydrant, yep, and brought the rain,
mm-hmm,
in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all of that. Yeah. No, that seems reasonable. I mean, we do live in a post-lemonade world, mm-hmm, and it's important for the youth, the future, mm-hmm, our tomorrow, our little tomorrow people to know about that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, great. You're going to nail this. So that's what's happening. What else is happening?
It's been like a couple months, I think, since we last podcasted.
It's been so many days since we last podcasted.
So I went on a very long road trip. Well, I even went to LA first, then stayed with my boyfriend, then we took a long road trip up, mm-hmm, from LA to Seattle, and we did it like one day per stop, so it was 12 days of tripping.
It was tripping, like, balls. 12 days of tripping.
Yeah, 12 days of tripping with Ice Cube. And we went, like, there was just a lot of stuff that happened. Like, we went to hot springs, and it was like beautiful and gorgeous, and there was like four young people there naked, and it's like you just don't expect it.
Yeah,
like we were certain it was just gonna be all old naked people, which is also fine, but it was like they all had really nice bodies, and I'm talking about from a stereotypical nice. Just, I was thrown off. I was ready to see a lot of different bodies.
So you're saying you saw some cut bodies.
Yeah.
And cutting into a beautiful hot spring.
Where the hot springs were cut.
And everyone's wearing, and everything's cut, and you're there.
The only person who's uncut.
You're... what were you wearing?
Nothing.
Great. I'm glad that everyone was naked.
Everyone's
great.
Naked.
It's really important.
And then we went for, tried to go to a hike afterwards, and there was rattlesnakes, and I lost my shit.
Oh yeah. That's stressful.
Yeah. Or garden snakes.
Wait, that's not stressful at all.
But they were like piled all together in like a giant group of snakes.
They were probably just cuddling for warmth.
Yeah. But then they like slithered all away when I passed them. I was like, holy shit.
It is funny though that at first you were like, there were rattlesnakes, which are scary. And then you're like, no, they were just garter snakes.
I just like any snakes. Snakes are gross.
Roxanne, I just want you to know.
Snakes are gross.
Dear Roxanne, Daniel also hates snakes. That must be why I love you both so much. You snake haters. Yep.
And then the only other interesting part was, like, we went to... Well, there's many interesting parts, but...
No, nope, you only got two. Yeah, that's all you get to pick.
We ended up staying in this town that was just before Oregon. Mm-hmm. And it was a small cowboy town. And there was only one block... There was only, like, a one block downtown area.
Wait, did you go to my hometown?
Basically. And then, so we got there and we're like, we've been tricked by hotel.com. And it was called like Old Victorian or something, or Victorian Inn. And there was like the creepiest old guy who looked like Lurch. let us in. And then there was like an old cuckoo clock when we were walking upstairs. And there was just this old man hanging out in the like communal area, which just was like... Just a creepy, creepy ass kitchen.
So at any point, were you asked to join any kind of a cult?
No, I feel like this is like nobody was in the cult because they were all already dead. Like this was a situation where like when we leave, we'd find out that that building
Ghost
hasn't
town.
Been there for four
yeah.
years.
You'd leave and they'd be like, the last person who lived in this town died 50 years ago. Yeah. And you'd be like, oops.
Like, my bad.
I can't believe we had a threesome with that old man yeah. ghost.
And, yeah, that was, and then we went to also the saloon, because it's a saloon.
Oh, man, that's so great. Did it have swinging doors?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't, like, that kind of saloon. Okay. But there was, like, taxidermy everywhere, and, the waitress was Jessa from Girls.
Great.
Like, she... We talked to her and she was like, oh, I'm also from LA. And we're like, what are you doing in this town of 30 people? And then she just like shit talked two of the other girls that were in town and then like praised the other two. And you're like, you only have four girls to shit talk.
She left LA because she had to leave something behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She did some.
Sure. And then me and my boyfriend look outside and there's just like this handsome as fuck.
Man, you saw so many good looking people on your trip.
Yeah, Jasper's a cowboy. Walks up and he's got like the highest butt I've ever seen. It's like on his neck. And
that is such a rarity.
Right?
So beautiful.
Neck butt. And then he walks in and he has spurs. Just like, I still don't know what those are for. And then she runs to the corner of the thing and like goes and kisses him right on the mouth. And you're like, oh, I get it.
That's why you're who you
I
are.
I see, like, this is, like, you came here for fun to hang out at the Haunted Mansion and then stuck around for a cowboy. Like, maybe that's what happened. She also went to the Victoria Inn.
Oh, yeah.
And she never checked out.
No. It's like the Hotel California.
Yeah, because she met a hot ghost cowboy.
Ugh, that's actually a really beautiful love story.
That's pretty good.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Well, your trip sounds great.
Oh, yeah. And then also I moved into a new place that I purchased. We've talked about this before. And me and my boyfriend domesticated the fuck out of it.
Yeah. So I'm in it right now.
I actually own furniture now.
I'm in it. It looks amazing. Daniel has so many possessions. It's freaking me out.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to deal.
I'll just get rid of it next week.
Great. I look forward to coming into your spare Zen home.
Yeah. Only cubes.
Oh, you can keep like some of these... cube-shaped tables.
Okay, yeah.
They're, like, squarish. That thing can stay. That's, like, the bookshelf thing.
Yeah.
Square. Great. I'm glad you've made some really important life decisions that you're also going to throw away.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dina, what's happening?
I mean, basically nothing. Since Daniel was gone, I feel like I was just in a gelatinous stasis. Just kind of lost in time and space. I mean, I did stuff. I was alive. Spring came, which I'm pretty into. So we're in spring now and it's great.
Which has like been summer weather.
It's been very warm and nice. And yeah, last week I tweeted because I saw in several places it had snowed in the rest of Canada. And I've just felt like such a deep sadness in my heart. And I tweeted that I wanted the rest of Canada to know that they are better than me because I could not put up with that.
Right.
Like I could not put up, I can barely put up with it being cold at all. And I could not put up with it being spring, according to the calendar. Equinox happened. It's fucking spring now. I just could not deal with that. Mm-hmm. Couldn't handle it. I don't want it in my life.
Fair.
So the only other thing that's happened is I've been having tons of dreams again.
Do you not normally? Oh yeah, we have.
No, I go through a little. I mean, I think everyone goes through phases, but I told you, did I tell you about my one? I've had a lot of celebrity dreams recently.
Yeah.
But the most vivid was I had a really intense, I'm going to call it a nightmare.
A vivid dream.
I wish. Next time, if I don't have a vivid Vivek dream, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Okay.
So I had this really intense nightmare where I was accosted in a large shopping mall near the food court, but not in it.
Your safe place.
Yeah, my safe place, which I love, where I like to go for shopping, but also to eat taco time in the food court.
Yes.
If you don't eat taco time in the food court, don't talk to me. It's the greatest place.
Don't taco time to me.
Don't talk. Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
But in the dream, I ended up having this pretty horrifying, depressing threesome that really just involved like being groped and me having to give hand jobs to.
Yeah, that's a threesome.
So upsetting. I was fully clothed, but people kept reaching into my shirt with Lauren Michaels and Louis C.K. And it was so upset. And I woke up and I was so, so sad.
Do you think that every SNL person has that same nightmare?
I don't know.
I bet.
But this was so upsetting. And we were just in the mall.
Just like Horatio Sands constantly thinking about giving Lauren Michaels a hand job.
Oh, God. I'm sure everyone's had that dream. Lauren Michaels was standing on, you know, the type of bench that you see in a mall.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's metal or wood. And he was standing on it. So I had to like reach up. So like his dick was kind of more at eye level, but right. it was just all terrible. I woke up, I felt very abused and used. It was really sad.
Did anyone come to completion?
I don't think so.
That sounds all right.
Normally when you have a lot of times I find, with sex dreams, but especially celebrity sex dreams, nobody gets that level of enjoyment.
True.
Yeah. You always wake up before.
Yeah.
Before things get.
Except for people who have wet dreams and they definitely.
Oh yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion, than what we're talking about.
Right.
I also then just last week had a horrible dream where I woke up screaming because I was trapped in a bathroom in my parents' house and they were being murdered in the next room.
Damn.
So a lot of really negative dreams. There was a creepy dude that was chasing me through the dream and he
Louis
jumped.
C.K.
No, this man was more swarthy.
Lauren Michaels.
No, it was Horatio Sands. No, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But, pretty, yeah. So that's it. I feel like my dream life has been more active than my regular life. I mean, it's poetry month, so it's just been nonstop busy. I wore boob tape for the first time in a long time a couple nights ago, and that felt great.
Yeah, you wore titty tape.
I did. I wore some titty tape. I was wearing a gold jumpsuit. It felt great. We launched the new issue of Poetry is Dead. It was good.
That was kind of, I think, the prize winner of that launch was your jumpsuit.
Yeah. It was 100% what people paid for.
Yeah, and also what people were talking about afterwards.
Yeah, it was a good moment. Yeah. It was all great. I figured even if the launch went terribly, the jumpsuit would be the memorable thing that people would...
Right.
Keep together.
Could you pass me some rosé?
I would love to pass you some rosé. Oh, we're running low.
I have some beer.
Great. I love beer.
I like that it's only been 14 minutes and we're already out of rosé.
I know. What kind of a podcast are we running?
What shithole is this?
So let's talk about maybe some canlit feuds.
Ooh.
Because there's been some activity in the world of canlit.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes.
Well, what's going on?
There's been like a lot of intense things that we probably won't talk about.
Oh yeah. There's been a lot of intense things that we.
So I just want to say that I've now been blocked by like several canlit authors.
Yeah. Like, me too.
Like that's weird.
No,
like if you're blocking us, like what are you doing? Yeah. Like, we don't.
We're not doing anything important.
We're of no importance to you.
Thanks, though.
Like, also, yeah. So that's just a shout out to, like, I just want to release a list of all the straight men, because I'm going to at least give
that's
that
fair
description, who have blocked me, and be like, what's up? What's up?
Why you got to be like that?
What's up? But also, like, how are you such a baby?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just unfollow me. Easy.
I agree.
Like, I'm happy to unfollow you.
Also, I just feel as though so many of these dudes actually don't really care that much about what other people think of them in certain ways. They're just like, no, I'm just going to keep doing stuff and being terrible.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to keep being terrible,
why, then why block anyone? Like, let everyone know that you are confident in your shittiness.
Yeah.
That seems fine to me.
I feel like they just go through, like, a fucking nerd rage and then just
definitely block. That's also what I imagine.
Like, are my tweets about farting too much, like, getting to you?
Yeah. Is all my talk about my body hair removal and complaining about it being cold, is that too much?
Yeah. So that's Canlet feuds that we... Don't
that we're not
to
even touching
with.
On because they're not worth anyone's time.
They can all eat a bag of dicks.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
But not those delicious candy ones that you can send to people.
Not
those are
dicks.
Great.
Those are great.
Ugh, wish we had some of those right now.
Dick Tacs. You ever had those?
No, but now I want some.
They're delicious.
Please send some to me. Save up for my birthday.
Okay.
Great. I did eat some Rockets today also for the first time in a long time because we're podcasting, so I had some delicious Rockets. It's great. Here's the wrapper for proof.
We can also talk about the Walrus piece by Jason Guriel.
Oh, yeah.
But not too much because neither of us have read it.
We're terrible. All we know is that Jason Guriel wrote a piece for the Walrus about not caring or talking about criticism and
keeping your personal
shit to yourself. Keep it to yourself. Keep it in your diary. Keep it in your bedroom while you cry alone on your pillow at night. I mean, maybe that's not the tone at all, but that's...
We don't know. We didn't read it.
I just am making up a persona that is reacting to
but
this.
Because we're super fair about Canadian literature battles,
damn straight.
We also did not read the rebuttal.
That is correct.
I have the name here. You Should Care About My Life, The First Person Pronoun Isn't Trivial, It's Essential by Mandy Lynn Catron. Catron?
Mandy Lynn Catron. That seems fair.
His essay was, I Don't Care About Your Life. So let's only discuss these articles based on titles.
Why don't we just discuss what do we think the Walrus is doing?
I don't know. I can't even try to care about the Walrus.
Fair
enough. What I like that they have, I like the poetry editor.
Yeah. Great poetry on there.
Did I read the Poetry Month thing? No, because I don't give a shit about the Wasteland and, like, people's interpretation of it. I'm a dick.
Also fair. Listen, the only thing I care about that Elliot did was turned into a musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber. The end.
Perfect.
Memory. Yeah. All alone in the moonlight. That's it. I didn't sing in the last three episodes, and now I sang two times in this one, so I hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah. But so if you're inclined to, so everyone was getting mad about the Jason Guriel.
There was so much great social media back and forth about both of these pieces.
Yeah.
And about the fact that the Walrus decided to publish Jason Guriel's piece and then also a rebuttal piece.
Yeah. And the rebuttal piece came after. Yeah. Like, it was a very fast response rate.
Yeah. People got feelings.
Yeah, that's cool for people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that whole thing washed past me, and I was like, I don't know.
You were probably in a fucking hot spring where there were sexy
this
naked people
problem.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't even know how any of this registered for you at all.
I think that's the problem, is that normally I would give a shit about any of this and have opinions, but I'm like, I ate fancy oysters on like a hillside oceanfront patio.
Can you please answer me a really important question? How many oysters do you think you ate on this trip?
Hmm. Not that many, and so I'm going to tell you why.
Oh.
So, like, I'm going to get to let you guess.
Okay.
But we started with six.
I'm going to guess right now.
Okay, go.
69!
One more oyster to oyster. We went to this first place, and it was our first lunch place on the road trip, and we're so excited. We're like, we're going to go to this nice dockside thing that's, like, in San Diego. No, I don't know which place it is. I'm not going to say
that's in the
name.
Wrong direction.
Thank you. So then we're on this dock, and we have oysters, and we each get six, and they show up, and they're, like, so big that they're bloody.
Yeah, they're giant ones.
And so both of us were, like, poking at them and trying to eat them. And then Gabe's were all flipped upside down, and I was like, oh, you finished them so fast. He's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, cool idea. And we flipped them over because we're like, we can't do this.
Did you eat any?
We had, I think, two each.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And so then I kept just every time being like, what if those oysters come back for us? Anytime we had a good meal, I was always like, remember those oysters?
I'm just imagining, you know,
the
Facebook sinister oyster stickers you can use. I'm imagining the super mad one, and that comes from
you. And me trying to eat it.
Yeah, it's coming from
you. And then it bleeding when I poke it.
But I mean, that's a fair reason to not register with any of that stuff. Like, I feel like, to be honest,
you're talking about oysters.
I'm talking about oysters. I'm talking about just stuff that's happening in Canlit. Sometimes I just think, oh, I'm working 700 jobs. I'm still very, very poor. I'm a lady in her mid-30s. I should be doing a lot better than I am. And I just don't have enough fucking heart.
No.
For this.
Caring about criticism is so boring.
I just don't have enough heart for that.
It's so boring. Like, it's just like, you know that it all makes it up. Like, everything, criticism and critique is all made up of everything. It's made up of people. It's made up of your readers.
It is.
It's made up of people who care about, who have interesting backgrounds and they want to portray why they like it.
Yeah.
It's made up of cold-hearted people or people who don't want to, who are only concerned about
craft. Or people who are completely ignorant of certain modes, certain experiences, all of that.
And I don't care. Like, you don't have to argue for or against it.
I agree.
That's the most boring. You're like, your Inception boring me.
Yes. I've never seen Inception because it seems boring, but I agree with everything you're saying.
I had an Inception dream where I woke up and I was like, this is crazy. This is a dream. So I'd already woken up in the dream and I was like, this is too crazy. This is a dream. And then I started falling in the dream and then I woke up in my last dream within a dream within a dream, and me and Gabe were falling in an airplane.
It's horrifying.
And then we were like, oh, that was like insane turbulence, but it was just turbulence. And then the pilot came on and was like, just so you know, that's not normal, and I'm gonna need you to close your eyes now for this next part. And so then I closed my eyes and we nosedived 90 degrees and we're like, this is it, we are dying.
And then did you wake up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I also had, like, a super romantic moment where I was like,
oh, in the dream, you're like, I'm gonna die with Gabe.
Yeah.
That is really sweet.
Like, we have a lot of other things we could do, but this is also fine.
You had a good run.
We had those six oysters.
No, you only had two each.
Two each of those monster oysters.
Anyway, when I have to go to my day job that is totally not paying me super great and doing a bunch of other shit for free all the time, I don't know. I care about other things within the community that we are in.
Right.
In so many other ways. And again, doing a lot of shit for free.
Yeah.
Including this podcast, kids.
Hi.
But like, my heart, that's the thing. My persona is in so much of what I do and like my personal life.
Yeah.
That I care about shit and I can't put it into criticism in that way.
It's also like, sorry, you're not interesting enough to have a person.
I mean, and again, I'm more into making jokes about things than tearing down someone's fucking work.
We've talked about this extent.
The end. It's cool. Okay, are you ready for a new segment?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your phone?
Yes.
Do you want to introduce it or do you want me to do it?
Is this the one that I'm excited about?
That we're going to just start? The new segment?
Yeah. I'd like you to please set aside a minute of your time for a new segment called 1 Minute Dina Rage.
It's called Dina's Rage Minute. It can be called whatever you want.
I'm going to come up with a new name at some point for it and then forget completely.
So what's going to happen
is... I have to choose what's...
Daniel is going to set a timer.
You're
going to
end with Sencha.
And I... Oh, I'm ready. And I am just going to get super angry for 1 minute, and then he's going to cut me off.
Yeah, so when you hear this...
Yep, that's the one.
Then you'll know that the minute is up.
Because I have a lot of anger, but we can only really fit in one concentrated minute per episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I rebuttal later with, like, sure. Daniel's minute corner of nothing? And I don't love that. Say anything for a minute.
It's just both of us sniffling like this.
You could hear the rosé pouring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good. I would like a whole minute of that.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'll give you a second.
Okay. Give me a second. I want to check my notes.
Her rage notes.
I have my rage notes.
They're like cliff notes, but they're rage notes.
Yeah. I hope someday young students are buying these instead of reading the whole book.
Perfect. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
And rage.
Okay. Here's how I feel about people who have not watched Beyoncé's Lemonade. I feel angry about it. I feel angry at you. Not because you haven't watched it. Maybe you haven't had time. Maybe you've been busy. That I completely understand. But if you're doing it because you don't want to engage with Beyoncé because she's pop culture, I don't have two fucks to give to you. That's garbage. If you don't think it's interesting or you don't think it's art, that's completely unacceptable, and I have 0 seconds for you. I feel like that about anyone who is dismissive of pop culture at all. If you think you're better than it, guess what? You're not. You're probably into something that is so boring and facile and garbagey, and it's ridiculous. And if you don't like Lemonade, that's fine. That's up to you. But if you haven't even watched it and you're being a dick, you can go fuck yourself. And that is what I'm mad about today. Do I have time still?
Well timed.
Great. Clearly I know how to get mad for a minute. How do you feel?
I was hoping that it was, this is a new segment, so here's my notes.
I'm ready.
I wanted more things you were mad about.
Oh, like multiple things?
Yeah. But you know me, I liked the lightning.
You know what though?
Rage.
I felt like a minute wasn't enough time to like go over too many things.
Yeah.
But maybe one time, maybe I'll do special lightning rounds.
You started with the right topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm also mad about is the same thing.
Yeah. It's exhausting to even get into those conversations.
Thank you for Dina's Rage Minute.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Okay. We're going to take a 2-second break. For you will be nothing. to reset for our next thingamajig. Yeah. Okay, and we're back.
Even though no one knows.
Nobody knows.
Cut that shit.
Will I edit this? Maybe. Maybe I'll be too tired.
Well, I feel like you will because it'll be too long.
Yeah.
You won't have a choice.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pro-choice, so I think. No.
Are you pro-choice?
Wait, what's that one?
Interesting.
Yeah, that's right. Pro-choice.
Interesting.
Oh, please welcome our guest for the next segment.
Yeah, we have a special guest right
guest
now.
How do you pronounce your name? It's Glaib Liedman.
That's right. Yeah.
Liedman. Glaib Liedman. He's here. He's queer. He's sitting in a chair. It's great. We're very happy to have him.
Yes, I'm
here.
Happy to be here.
Great. Cool.
I traveled very far.
You did. In the same car as Daniel.
Yes, that's true.
Did you also see beautiful naked people in a hot spring?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So many.
I'm so jealous of your beautiful trip.
Also, wildflowers. That made me so happy.
Now,
he almost killed us.
They're pretty amazing.
The car came to our tiny little baby car, came to like an extreme halt.
You were in a Fiat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A little white one. It looked like the cloud emoji.
Oh, that's adorable.
It was cute as shit.
These people, were they all male, female, both?
Both. Half and half.
Can I ask a really important question about their bodies?
Yeah.
How much body hair did they have?
Not that much.
Ugh, terrible news. I just want everyone to be covered in body hair now.
They were like,
I'm exhausted by it. Oh, okay. Yeah. So these were like beautiful Nordic humans.
They would be like not 70s porn stars, like 80s porn stars.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, great. Well, I'm happy to hear about them regardless.
They didn't look super waxed or anything either, but they didn't seem like they were growing hair.
Okay, I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just were lucky as shit.
The other day I was talking about getting ready for summer, which just means I'm getting my bikinis ready, like laying them out and looking at them. And then I was thinking that it would be great if there was a thing called bikini wax, but it was just something you put on your bikinis to make them look more beautiful.
Oh, yeah, waxing?
And then, and like instead of actually being a torture procedure, but like it was just something
The way you wax your car or something.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I'm shining up my bikinis, making them look so nice for summertime.
Have you ever had your...
Oh, no. I've had things waxed, but I get a terrible reaction, so I'd learned that lesson.
Okay. And that's why you get your eyebrows threaded.
That's why I get my eyebrows threaded. Nice. That is correct. Yeah, because I have terrible reactions.
I get my bikini
to threaded. Hot wax. You get it threaded? Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love to get my bikini threaded. Someone would be there for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
It would take so long.
I'm sure it is, but I think you would have to do some prep before that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
I feel like you could just...
It's hair by hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
is threading.
I don't know what threading is.
Well, they wind the thread around and they can pull out a couple at a time, but it's much more.
Okay.
It's slower. Okay, it's a slower procedure.
Yeah,
have you had your eyebrows threaded?
No.
You have nice eyebrows.
Hey, thanks. These are natch.
Are they? They look so nice.
Hey, thanks.
All I'm saying is if you guys want to go to the fancy eyebrow bar, I would love to go with you.
Yeah, I do need to because I have to pluck them because mine become one.
We'll plan a thing. We will go to become one. The Bombay Brow Bar. It's so nice. They massage you.
He's got the unibrow.
I mean, we're a real hairy group. It's fine.
When he's sleeping, I pluck out my eyebrows and then put it in
group
his back
of
hair.
Humans. It's fine
because I want them to be together.
Yeah. I mean, I can grow a mustache.
Ooh,
it's pretty hot.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I know you guys both have full beards, but it's not all. It's not all about
to
that.
Give context to any of the podcast listeners because we're being ding dongs. Gabe Liebman is the boyfriend in question in the past year.
Yeah.
And he is also a writer, but he writes for TV and he's a stand-up comedian and he's cute as a button.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And you guys can't see him right now, but
he's a good kisser.
Ew.
I also can confirm that. No, just kidding. Yeah.
So can everyone in my new apartment building.
Most people in Vancouver at this point.
Yeah.
You've really gone on a makeout spree.
Yeah. When I keep introing
mind to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Gabe Liebman. You should kiss him.
I'm going to kiss everyone in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Here I come.
I think that's a great goal and I would love to help you achieve it.
Okay.
We'll start a Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. So what?
Since we're supposed to talk about books and stuff, we're going to talk about books that we're reading, books that we're excited to read, or something maybe we've just read that we're really into. So just anything in the book world that you're vibing on. Do people say that they're vibing on stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Daniel, do you want to start?
Okay.
I could see that you had something to say. So.
No, I was burping.
Could you? Maybe we'll talk to Gabe then.
I am excited about Vivek Shraya's new poetry book. I mean, I helped edit a bit of it. But
I'm very excited about it, too.
She's dope. And the name of the book.
And Even This Page is White. And she also has an album coming out. There's a lot. Vivek's on fire.
She also just released a photo project.
Yes.
That features, I think, her mom.
Yes.
And herself in the photo.
Recreating photos of her mother.
Yes.
It's excellent.
That one. Ellie Kralji Gardner's.
I just read Ellie Kralji Gardner's Serpentine Loop. Yes. I read it so fast. It was beautiful. I loved every page. It is so worth all the time she spent on it. It's fucking incredible. I'm very excited. It's published by Anvil Press. Vivek's book is published by Arsenal Pulp Press.
Ooh, Jordan Abel's book engine.
Jordan Abel's book engine. Jordan's doing an event with Lee Markle next week at my workplace. I'm very excited about it.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a fourth book somewhere, and I can't remember, so I'll feel bad about that later.
That's fine. That's good. Did you actually read any books this year?
No.
Great. I'm loving this.
I finished. Okay, no, that's not true. On the road trip, we listened to Carrie Brownstein's Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl.
How did you? The best.
Then we also listened to all of her music and all of the bands that she was influenced by.
That's all great.
Yeah. While you not driving to Portland.
Oh, that's really great.
Passing Olympia. Through Olympia.
Yeah, all
that's
of it.
So,
and passing Sleater-Kinney.
The exit off the five. Yeah, we saw
that.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I really felt like that book was such a great story about what it's like to grow up and to be an artist and just what all of that can look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked that about it.
I liked that it's not like she's like what we would in like TV criticism call an anti-hero, but she certainly didn't come off like super perfect.
No,
own telling of her own story, yeah, which I loved. It was just like, oh, sometimes you're such a jerk and you're being really honest right now.
Yeah,
liked that.
I agree. I think it was a really honest way of writing about that experience. And I think a lot of times memoir itself, contemporary memoir, does that. And I think that that's a great thing.
Yeah.
That we can see people wanting to admit their feelings and talk about things that they did that were not 100% great. Like, not every book can be inspirational in the same way. Yeah. And I think that book was inspirational and really beautiful and interesting, but it wasn't just because, you know, she achieved success and did all of these things. It was
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a great point.
I think I feel like you're a whole person after reading this.
Like, I loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, all in agreement. Okay, Gabe, what about you? What are you looking forward to something? Did you just read something that you love?
I'm bouncing between Get in Trouble, Kelly Link, New Stories, which I bought for Daniel as a present, and then
which I'm
bought
also
myself
between
the digital copy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me everything.
For entertainment. Because you're, you know, backed up.
You do sometimes have
and I don't
literary constipation.
Yeah.
And I also, it feels weird, like that was a present, so it feels weird for me to like take it and read it now.
Right.
But maybe people who read fast like wouldn't
maybe
feel
want,
that way. But
maybe you want twin beds too.
You what?
Maybe you want twin beds too.
Yeah, we should get twin beds.
I hope you do.
Yes.
That would be adorable, so maybe we should.
Yeah, it'd be really cute. That's a great book also.
I love it. I love all of her stuff.
Ugh, she's great. Brilliant.
She got nominated for that Pulitzer?
The Pulitzer, yeah. She was shortlisted for the Pulitzer.
Pulitzer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think so. Pulitzer?
I've
great.
That up or for my whole life.
What do you say, Pulitzer?
I say Pubitzer. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
Pubitzers.
Great. This is all great.
I think she actually won the Pulitzer.
Yeah, she did. It's pretty cool. I mean,
she's great.
She is really.
She's like so exciting and funny.
She is. She really is.
Yeah. And then I just started the first Ferrante book.
Oh, how's that going for you?
I'm like 20 pages in.
Oh, okay. So you're early on.
I just started, but I'm liking it, I guess.
On one of our recent podcasts, I really trashed it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only person who was not moved by that book, and I feel like a complete
but his friend it. Jenny was moved.
Yeah, she was like torn up
and
by
Jenny
it.
Oh, I just hear about it. So it's very
I just couldn't I could not I was experiencing zero emotions except for why doesn't this book end
right
it was terrible.
That's
wanted to
valid.
Get in on that.
I bet you're, I mean, like, that's completely
I don't know.
Valid.
It is, but
it
I
didn't
just,
work on you.
I just
for some
wanted
reason.
To be in on this phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not, I just, I don't know. I don't know. It didn't feel that revolutionary thing to me.
Yeah.
I didn't think
so
it was bad,
things.
But
yeah,
it
totally.
Wasn't, it just wasn't for me. It
didn't work on you.
So, but you're started.
Well, so I just
My
started
Brilliant
it,
Friend.
My Brilliant Friend.
Yeah.
It's good so far, but like I said, I just started.
I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't have that.
Wait, did you just start it like in the bedroom?
When you
right
were,
now?
Yeah, you guys were, yeah, starting yeah. your podcast. So I was in the other room reading.
On our twin beds?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
I just started it.
And then also you were excited about Jill Mandrake's chatbook she gave us.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Who
oh my
isn't?
God.
Jill Mandrake.
She's brilliant, it seems.
Poetry. Well, she's written a lot for Geist, and she's been in Poetry's Dead a few times. And she's just a wonderful poet. And like I feel like she doesn't publish as much as she easily could.
But I feel like she should be way more well-read by people.
I think she's also in a band.
She's fucking cool as hell.
Yeah, she's
incredibly
cool.
So smart and wonderful.
She was like, seeing her read it at your guys' event was unbelievable.
Yeah. And that she was also one of the first readers of poetry that's first launched. So it's like, it was nice to see her back there.
So
best
great.
Best vibe.
Yeah.
And great writing.
Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
Oh, God, love Jill. Yeah, that was awesome.
So I'm very excited about that.
That's cool. That's very exciting. Everyone, please, if you have not experienced Jill Mandrake, do immediately. Don't make me come to your house.
Subscribe to poetrysdead.ca to get a poem from her.
From her. Yeah. There's a new issue. She's in it. Don't fucking waste your damn time. Why aren't you reading
it? Only hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're only hurting yourself. It's garbage.
Dina, books.
I am currently reading A Little Life, which was, I think, shortlisted for the National Book Award.
Yes.
Last year. It's great so far. It's 800 pages, so I'm 200 pages in.
It's not much of a little life.
It's a very long life, but I'm enjoying it so far. So that's what I'm in right now. I recently read this book, and I guess my workplace got it as an import. It was called Becoming Unbecoming by an anonymous writer who goes by the name of Una. Cool. And it's about being a woman and sexual assault. And it's a graphic novel, and the writer lived in England when there were some mass murders happening in her little town, Yorkshire.
Whoa.
The Yorkshire Ripper. And it's just, in light of everything that's going on right now.
Modern day?
No. This happened in the 70s, 80s, oh, okay. 80s. It's so, so, so good. And so this was only published in the UK, and I have an import edition, but it's coming out in the fall from Arsenal Pulp Press, and everyone's going to want to read it. It is just so relevant.
Yeah,
and so there's
amazing.
A beautiful story, personal story about, you know, her assaults, and then also about this mass rapist and murderer, and then also just tons of information about statistics about sexual assault and rape and all of these sort of beautiful kind of dreamlike sequence. Anyway, it's really, really beautiful.
Wow.
And I read that recently, and it's so great. And I also recently discovered Nell Zink. I don't know if anyone's heard of her.
No.
She's this American writer who weirdly, she's kind of so far removed in my opinion, but Jonathan Franzen championed her. And that's why as far as I understand, got published. And she has two books out now. One is called The Wall Creeper, and it's unbelievable. And the other one's called Mislaid. And most of her books are about like really weird, fractured domestic dramas. And they're very funny and super weird, strong female characters who are in a lot of ways giving a lot of middle fingers. And it's just, cool. She's so exciting and super strange.
Nell nice. Zink.
Nell Zink is her like name. That. And she has two other books that are coming out in the fall. She's like a dynamo, and she's just fucking churning shit nice. Out. So, and there's tons of amazing poetry books out this
there's
month.
There's so many. Like we've named just a handful. Like
a
also
handful.
Adrian Gruber.
Adrian Gruber, Jennifer Zelm, our friend Kevin Spence has a new book. So many, so many, and tons of stuff coming out in the fall that I'm already excited about. I'm always on the verge of exploding with excitement. My mom's got five books coming out.
Wow.
I used your joke for one.
Yeah, I always say that about everything stupid. Okay, well, are you guys ready to play one final game before
yes.
we end this episode? Okay, let me get my new notes here. All right. So, do you guys pay attention at all to horse racing?
No.
Me
no.
neither. Okay. Me neither. So, but I noticed some trends in horse names, but then also poetry books. So this game is called Poetry Book or Racehorse.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just going to say a name, and you're going to tell me if it's the title of a poetry book or if it is the name of a racehorse.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to go back and forth, or do you want me to just let you both answer?
Let us both answer.
All right, here
but
we go.
We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
this is a sex thing.
Yeah, yeah. I always knew it was going to come to this. Okay. I'm ready. Okay.
Shout out to Miranda July, another great author who I recently read for the first time.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah. What did you
the
read?
Back and forth. The one.
The short story collection?
The No One Belongs Here More Than You.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, good. That one I cried at.
Lord.
I've cried, I think, reading both her short stories and the novel.
Yeah. Got it. I haven't read the novel.
The novel's beautiful.
Not yet. I have her copy, so we okay. got it.
Do you have mine?
But so yeah. speaking
cool,
of
cool, read it forth. Whenever. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all sharing the same books. Danzig Candy.
Wait.
Racehorse.
I'm just going to tell you. That's it. You have to tell me if it's the name of a racehorse or a book of poetry.
Oh.
Racehorse.
I thought it was like maybe a poetry, a book author.
No. No. It's a title. It's like a name.
I'd say poetry book.
No, it is a racehorse.
Damn it.
Heaven's Thieves.
Ooh, poetry book.
Racehorse.
That is a poetry book.
Damn it.
I am killed.
By Sue Sinclair, the wonderful Sue Sinclair. These are all, this is all new, contemporary horses, contemporary books.
Right, okay.
Okay, the next name is Brody's Cause.
Poetry book.
Oh, I was going to go horse. Yeah.
It is a horse.
God damn it.
3-3.
I'm okay. So glad we got these twin bets. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, we're mad at each other.
Yeah. I'm loving that I am tearing up your relationship. Exaggerator.
Poetry book.
I think poetry book as well.
Nope. That is a horse.
Oh, that's a great name for a horse.
It's a great name for anything. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Okay.
It's probably a dig at the owner's wife, though. You know?
Totally. Rule the world.
Horse.
Poetry book.
It is a horse.
I feel like they're not even trying to make horse names.
But that's the point of the horse names. They're so
everything related
to
horses sucks.
I know.
Hard.
They're so disgusting.
Yeah.
Just to go on record, as I have many times, horses are terrifying monsters that are eventually going to ruin us all.
Yep. Stomp on our heads.
Terrible. Let the Empire Down.
Poetry book.
Yeah, like based on odds, I'm going to have to go poetry book.
It is a poetry book by Alexandra Oliver, who is a delight. Yeah, she is a horse. She won the Triple Crown, but also wrote this book.
Cool.
Yeah, it's
she
great.
She also won the Pulitzer.
And the Pulitzer Award. Oh, my God.
The Pulitzer Prize is the most esteemed.
Yeah, everyone wants to win it.
Yeah, yeah. Horse racing prize. Okay, keep going.
Caribou Run.
That's a poetry book.
Poetry book.
Who wrote it? Do you know?
It's on my shelf.
Richard Kelly Kemick.
Published by Ice House Poetry?
I think you're correct. Okay. I think it is Ice House, yes. Okay.
Give me a bonus point.
You get it? Yeah, so now you have...
If anyone's keeping track, I think it's like Gabe 7. Me
and you
two.
Have two. More Spirit.
Horse.
Yeah, for sure horse.
It's definitely a horse.
That's funny to yell at a horse.
More Spirit!
Yeah.
Ugh, now I'm thinking about the...
Less Losing is going, also a good horse name.
Oh, totally. Oh. I hope one... I
also,
hope that,
no, wait. Less Losing is a great poetry book.
It is. American Pharoah.
Poetry book.
Horse.
It is a horse. This was the most recent horse to win the Triple Crown.
Really?
This is a famous horse.
Damn.
I should have known.
American Pharoah. Slick Reckoning.
Horse.
Poetry book.
Yeah, it's Ken Belford's new book, Slick Reckoning.
When did that come out?
I think it's pretty new.
Is it out?
I think it's out or coming out.
That sounds like... Actually, also, everything Ken Belford, I feel like, tweets sounds like a...
Horse name?
Yeah. Which means I like his Twitter account.
Yeah, like, I'm sure Ken's going to be super flattered that you said that. Divining Rod.
Book.
Horse.
Horse!
Oh, my God.
You're losing in the second half.
Unbelievable.
If this was a horse race, you would have been in the lead, and then Daniel slowly overtaking you and coming around the corner. Okay, there's only two left. Tale of Verve.
Poetry book.
Poetry.
No, that is a horse!
Damn, that's a good one.
Stumper. Right? That's a good one. It's good.
Good ass
Stumper's
horse.
Also a good horse name.
Buoyancy Control.
Oh, that's a poetry book.
Who wrote it?
By
We already mentioned
Adrian Gruber.
That's right, Adrian Gruber.
Man. I'm going to say you won that one.
No, I think you guys tied in the end.
Hot tie.
You know what? We'll keep our new bed and mattress.
Oh, okay. I'm so happy that that's going to happen.
Also,
what?
Shout out to mattress lady Jessica.
Jessica, the mattress sales lady.
Who sold us our mattress.
I love this so much.
And when we walked in, first of all, we do look a little alike, so it's like fine. Gay twinning.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, are you two brothers right away? She's like, because you look like it. Before we were like talking to her, and we're like, no, definitely not. She's like, oh, okay, well, who needs a bed? And like, the both of us. They're like, okay, but which of you needs the bed? And yeah. We're like, no, like, we both will get it. She's like, okay, but so two separate beds?
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
Maybe she thought you still were brothers the whole time.
Well, no, yeah. Like, I was... Everyone, when I posted on Facebook, thought I was being homophobic, or thought she was being homophobic, but I'm like, no, she, like, Gabe called it, where he's like, she has a script, and she was so thrown off by two men that she's like, how do I do this? How do I, like, read
my script?
She was
so on a sales script, it was, like,
oh, yeah, I believe you.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, and then brought her hands to her mouth and leaned forward as if to tell a secret in a completely empty store.
And she's like,
there was no breaking this woman.
My other coworker doesn't know. I'm going to give you my coupon. It's like, bitch, you give everybody your
Everyone
coupon.
Everyone gets a coupon.
Okay?
Also, there's no one else in this store.
And there that guy that guy that you're whispering about has fucking checked out.
Yeah.
And is super irritated by
you. He doesn't
you.
Care.
No.
Yeah. Also, maybe she was a little homophobic, but I think she mostly was thrown
because
she was
what I'm talking about, that's like systemic homophobia.
Yeah, that's its own. Yeah. That's like a separate part of the
interaction. I just didn't
want
to like throw, like I was just like, I'm not going to throw like a woman of color under the bus. This is what I was trying to do.
You were being very respectful.
Yeah, shout out to Jessica though.
Shout out. Our bed's great.
I can't wait to sleep in it.
The cheapest one.
When you're not here. I'm going to jump on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do cool photo shoots in your
it's
clothes.
Springy.
I'm really
hell.
Excited about it. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, where can people find you? Would you have anything that you want to tell people about? We don't have
because we don't have a guest. It's canlit.ca. You can find us on iTunes
That's
and
correct.
Stitcher. If you rate us on iTunes, nothing will happen. So do it.
Give Someone did star. Rate us recently 5 stars.
Yeah.
But the rating was, I don't care if Dina and Daniel don't want reviews. I'm going to write one. Daniel is very professional.
Yeah.
The girl sounds like Kathleen Turner. So I have no name.
Right.
I have no name. No
I
name.
I forgot about that one.
The girl sounds like Kathleen Turner.
Which I'm not against sounding like Kathleen
sure.
Turner.
Yeah.
But I have a name, goddammit.
And
I'm a person.
Misogyny.
Yeah. And again, this person is a fan and totally wanted to be supportive. But I am not a nameless pair of boobs, despite the photo I posted on Instagram earlier today.
A week later, you got an email saying that I was your beta male. Was that the other?
Oh, yeah. That was a separate thing.
Yeah. Where he was like, you're the best. Like, your writing's not good. But it's
oh yeah, I got another creepy email. I've got a few creepy emails for my website over time. But yeah. Someone emailed me, and I did not email him back, to ask me when I was going to write more stuff on my own, because our collaboration wasn't as good as my solo work. Daniel was my beta. Yeah, yeah. Daniel was. But then, even the compliments were not complimentary. It was, it was like, I think your work's like pretty good and funny.
That was...
When, it was,
and he
all,
also was like,
it was
there
all
has
nagging.
Been no good writing since Tolstoy.
Yeah,
and that was
there
the night
no
I tweeted
writing.
Tolstoy sucks.
Yeah, no good writing since Tolstoy. It was a really great message, and I loved it. Yeah, so this person tried to impress me and made me think that I was doing a good job by insulting Daniel, and then also
insulting
me.
Yeah,
by pretend but acting like. They were not doing
I
that.
Think
he
yeah
there's no
within obviously, that week somebody thought
obviously
we were also married no a couple times now people thought
oh,
we were
yeah.
married
yeah
and I'm like oh he's using like the beta male as in like I'm your husband or partner and he's like oh he's it's like no you're just a no. piece of shit
yeah you suck
you suck
be cool
you didn't even do it right you didn't even fucking pick up artist right
yeah it's all terrible
yeah, yeah. no yeah
Gabe, where can we find you?
Yeah,
in Gabe. My bedroom.
So if you guys come to Daniel's, you'll see Gabe in bed.
Come on. I'm more than just that.
No, okay? You're so
also
much.
In the kitchen. I'm also in the living room.
So I heard you were going to do some gardening.
I'm going to be in the garden.
Gabe, where can people find you if they want to find you online?
At Gabe Liebman on Twitter and Instagram. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Find him. He has great there stuff to say and adorable photos.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I'm glad we did this solo episode. I feel the relevant level of tipsy.
Yeah.
It's great. Ate those rockets. So we'll be back soon. Hopefully with an actual guest. Maybe people will want to talk to us
not
again.
Not to dismiss Gabe.
No, Gabe is great.
No, yeah, but...
Gabe is great. I regret nothing.
Yeah.
You're pretty much Canadian now.
That's true.
You're getting to become Canadian.
That's true. That's true.
You're high like a Canadian.
I am.
You've got a registered card like a Canadian.
I am straight up BC stoned, bruh.
As soon as you get on Daniel's universal health care, you're going to be just sailing. Yeah. Sailing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
I love you too. And I love all of you listening.
I want to kiss you on the face. Bye.